Funding for the live broadcast of the Cathedral Sunday Mass is provided in part by Christus Spahn Health System, the largest not-for-profit healthcare system in South Texas. With 6 hospital campuses, Christus Spahn Health System provides over $55 million in charity care and $10 million in unbilled community services every year to the 13 counties it serves. Our thanks to Christus Spahn Health System and the Sisters of Charity of the Incarnate Word for their support of the Cathedral Mass broadcasts. Additional funding is provided by the John G. and Marie Stella Kennedy Memorial Foundation, whose philanthropy serves the Catholic Church across the state.
Welcome to Corpus Christi Cathedral's Sunday Mass, where the gospel of Christ is shared among us, and through the Holy Spirit, our souls will flourish in our daily lives. Join us as we celebrate the Holy Eucharist, live from Corpus Christi Cathedral.
Welcome all of you to this celebration. Very specially, we welcome the volunteers from Spahn, Christus Spahn, that are here. You see them in purple over here? And thank you for everything you do in the hospital. I worked there 20 years, and you were real good to me. And I also want to welcome Sister Mother Superior that is here from India, Sister Hansi. This is your home. We began this Mass always calling on the name of God, that is the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. The grace, the peace, and the love of Jesus be with all of you. My brothers and sisters, before we listen to the Word of God, and before we approach the table to receive Jesus, we ask God to look upon us with mercy. For so often we hurt our God when we fail to see the face of Jesus in others. Very especially in the poor, the sick, the elderly, the innocent children, we ask for forgiveness. I confess to Almighty God and to you, my brothers and sisters, that I have greatly sinned in my thoughts and in my words, in what I have done and in what I have failed to do. Through my most grievous fault. Therefore I ask, Blessed Mary, Ever Virgin, all the angels and saints, and to you, my brothers and sisters, to pray for me to the Lord our God. May Almighty God have mercy on us. Forgive us our sins and bring us to everlasting life. us pray. May your people exalt forever, O God, in renewed youthfulness of spirit, so that rejoicing now in the restored glory of adoption, we may look forward in confident hope to the rejoicing of the day of resurrection. Through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God, forever and ever. Amen. Thank you.
A reading from the Acts of the Apostles. Peter said to the people, "The God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob, the God of our fathers, has glorified his servant Jesus, whom you handed over and denied in Pilate's presence when he had decided to release him. You denied the Holy and Righteous One, and ask that a murderer be released to you. The author of life, you put to death. But God raised him from the dead. Of this we are witnesses. Now I know, brothers, that you acted out of ignorance, just as your leaders did. But God has thus brought to fulfillment what he had announced beforehand through the mouth of all the prophets, that his Christ would suffer. Repent, therefore, and be converted, that your sins may be wiped away." The word of the Lord.
For you alone, O Lord, bring salvation. security to my dwelling. Lord, let your face shine on us.
A reading from the first letter of St. John. My children, I am writing this to you so that you may not commit sin. But if anyone does sin, we have an advocate with the Father, Jesus Christ, the righteous one. He is expiation for our sins, and not for our sins only, but for those of the whole world. The way we may be sure that we know him is to keep his commandments. Those who say, I know him, but do not keep his commandments are liars. And the truth is not in them. But whoever keeps the word, the love of God is truly perfected in him. The word of the Lord.
From the Holy Gospel according to Luke. The two disciples recounted what had taken place on the way and how Jesus was made known to them in the breaking of the bread. While they were still speaking about this, he stood in their midst and said to them, "Peace be with you." But they were startled and terrified and thought that they were seeing a ghost. Then he said to them, "Why are you troubled? And why do questions arise in your hearts? Look at my hands and my feet, that it is I myself. Touch me and see, because a ghost does not have flesh and bones, as you can see I have." And as he said this, he showed them his hands and his feet. While they were still incredulous for joy and were amazed, he asked them, "Have you anything here to eat?" They gave him a piece of baked fish. He took it and ate it in front of them. He said to them, These are my words that I spoke to you while I was still with you, that everything written about me in the law of Moses and in the prophets and Psalms must be fulfilled. Then he opened their minds to understand the scriptures. And he said to them, thus it is written that the Christ would suffer and rise from the dead on the third day, and that repentance for the forgiveness of sins would be preached in his name to all the nations, beginning from Jerusalem. You are witnesses of these things. The Gospel of the Lord.
I have reflected on this gospel for many hours. And it really touched me. There is so much to learn from the gospel. But you have to put yourself in the gospel. Every time you open the scriptures, you gotta be there. And I was there. I was there in the gospel. Afraid. Afraid sometimes. Do you listen to me? Do you listen to my voice, God? And the disciples were afraid. Like sometimes I'm afraid. The two disciples from Emmaus were talking about him. We've seen him. And then he appears. And they're afraid. The question, is it you? Is it you, Jesus? Like we question him. Like I question him. Do you hear my voice? Do you hear my prayers? Is it really you? Is it really you that I see lifted up on the altar? Is it you? Do you forgive me? Because I'm a sinner. Do you really forgive me? We're like the disciples. And Jesus stands there and he says, peace be with you. Peace be with you. La paz, the peace. Oh, we long for peace. I long for peace. And I'm sure the disciples long for peace. They were afraid. What they had witnessed, what they had seen. And he comes, he says, no. Peace. Peace be with you. The peace that only comes from him. I will cry that out till the day I die. It comes from him. Peace be with you. And then comes a beautiful statement. Here, touch me. Oh, we almost need to touch to believe. See the holes in my hands and believe. Believe. Oh, Oh, Jesus, give me the gift of belief, to believe in you, to trust in you. Oh, I cry when I read the Gospels, but I'm not going to cry now. But I cry when I'm by myself. Because he speaks to us. He speaks to me. Believe, Jose. Be not afraid. And then he shows them something else. Let me eat something so you can believe. Almost like we need to believe that he's eating something. Then I'll believe. Believe. Believe in the Lord. And it brings peace. It brings peace to our lives. That sometimes we're going through so much pain. And this country is going through so much pain. We need to pray for peace. Paz. That comes from you. And no one else. No one else. There's no one else that can give you the peace. Not your wife. Not your friend. But him. And that's why Jesus came. To give us peace. To forgive our sins. Oh, sins that bring division and bring hurt and bring anguish. He came to bring peace. Hey, let me touch you. Ask Jesus to touch you. Yes. Let him touch you. And let him bring you peace. This is the story of resurrection. That's why we rejoice for days. He is risen. The God of peace. The God of mercy. Mercy. I need mercy. With you. Feel his presence at this very moment. He's here. There is so much to thank God. That's why I cry when I read the scriptures. Because he's talking to me. Jose, I love you. Jose, I walk with you. Jose, I need you. Let him talk to you. Let him touch you. Just like he put his hands out. Here, touch me. And believe. And believe. That's the story of the resurrection. Let us stand to profess our faith in this God. I believe in one God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, of all things visible and invisible. I believe in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God, born of the Father before all ages, God from God, light from light, true God from true God, begotten, not made, consubstantial with the Father. Through him all things were made, who for us went and for our salvation, he came down from heaven, and by the Holy Spirit was incarnate of the Virgin Mary, and became man. For our Savior was crucified under Pontius Pilate, he suffered death and was buried, and rose again on the third day, in accordance with the Scriptures. He ascended into heaven, and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again in glory to judge the living and the dead, and his kingdom will have no end. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord, the giver of life, who proceeds from the Father and the Son, who with the Father and the Son is adored and glorified, who is spoken through the prophets. I believe in one holy, Catholic, and apostolic church. I confess one baptism for the forgiveness of sins, and I look forward to the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. Amen. Knowing that we have an advocate, Jesus Christ, who paid the ultimate price for our sins and the sins of the whole world, and now sits at the right hand of the Father, we turn now to God with our prayers and petitions.
For all who minister in the church, may they be sustained in witnessing to Christ Jesus, preaching repentance for the forgiveness of sins to all nations. Let us pray to the Lord. For Christians around the world, that we who were baptized into his death take seriously our duty to bear witness to Christ in our lives. Let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayers.
For those who feel burdened by sin, that they may know that Jesus Christ is expiation for the sins of the whole world, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayers.
For all those who are ill or in need of healing, especially Doug Harley, that they will know God's love for them in the way that we care for their needs, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayers.
That the Lord give members of our military courage and strength against all enemies, both spiritual and physical, and hasten their safe journey back to their homes and loved ones, let us pray to the Lord. For the intentions of this Mass, for the eternal repose of the souls of the deceased members of the Mew family, Marcelino B. Gonzalez, Jesusita J. Canales, Delia Farias, Ruben Moreno, Charlotte Groner, Merle Peluche, Wanda Peluche, Katie Marsh, Mr. Raphael Hugh Nguyen, Maria and Joseph Nguyen, and for the intentions of the volunteers of Christus Spahn Health System. Let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayers.
And now, my friends, for all the prayers that we hold in the silence of our own hearts.
God of Abraham, God of Isaac, and God of Jacob, we lift up our hearts in prayers to you. Though we are sinners, listen to our prayers and satisfy our needs according to your will. We ask this through Christ our Lord. Amen. Amen.
Sisters, that my sacrifice and yours may be acceptable to God, the Almighty Father.
May the Lord accept the sacrifice at your hands. Praise and glory to his name. For our good and for the good of his holy church.
Receive, O Lord, we pray, these offerings of your church. And as you have given her cause for such great gladness, when also that the gifts we bring may bear fruit in perpetual happiness. Through Christ our Lord.
Amen.
And the Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
Lift up your hearts. Let us give thanks to the Lord our God. Father, it is right and just that we should give you thanks and praise through Jesus Christ our Lord. He never ceases to offer himself for us, but defends us and ever pleads our cause before you. He's the sacral victim who dies no more, the lamb once slain who lives forever. Therefore, overcome with paschal joy, every land, every people exalts in your praise. And even the heavenly powers with the angelic hosts sing together the unending hymn of your glory.
Son, I
You are indeed holy, O Lord, the font of all holiness. Make holy, therefore, this gift, we pray, by sending down your Spirit upon them like the dewfall, so they may become for us the body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ. At the time he was betrayed and entered willing into his passion, he took bread and, giving thanks, he broke it and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take this, all of you, and eat of it. For this is my body, which will be given up for you." In a similar way, when supper was ended, he took the chalice, and once more giving thanks, he gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take this, all of you, and drink from it. For this is the chalice of my blood, the blood of the new and eternal covenant, which will be poured out for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. And do this in memory of me." The mystery of faith.
When we eat this bread and drink this cup, we proclaim your death, O Lord, until you come again.
Therefore, as we celebrate the memorial of his death and resurrection, we offer you, Lord, the bread of life and the chalice of salvation, giving thanks that you felt us worthy to be in your presence and minister to you. Humbly we pray that, partaking of the body and blood of Christ, we may be gathered into one by the Holy Spirit. And remember, Lord, your church, spread throughout the world, bring her to the fullness of charity, together with Francis, our Pope, Michael, our Bishop, and all the clergy. Remember also our brothers and sisters who have fallen in the hope of resurrection, and all who have died in your mercy. Welcome them into the light of your face. Have mercy on us all, we pray, that with the Blessed Virgin Mary, Mother of God, with Blessed Joseph, her spouse, with the blessed apostles and all the saints who have pleased you throughout the ages, we may merit to be co-heirs to eternal life, and may praise and glorify you through your Son, Jesus Christ.
Through him, and with him, and in him, O God, Almighty Father, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, all glory and honor is yours, forever and ever.
Join our voices as one family, one faith, and we pray the prayer that Jesus taught us. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Deliver us, Lord, we pray, from every evil. Graciously grant peace in our days, that by the help of your mercy, we may be always free from sin, safe from all distress, as we await the blessed hope and the coming of our Savior, Jesus Christ.
For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours.
And Lord Jesus Christ, you said to your apostles, "Peace I leave you, my peace I give you. Look not in our sins, but in the faith of your church, and graciously grant her peace and unity in accordance with your will, who live and reign forever and ever."
Amen.
And the peace of the Lord be with all of you.
And with your spirit. Let us offer each other the sign of peace.
Thanks. Jesus Christ, remember me to judgment and condemnation, but through your loving mercy, be for me protection in mind, in body, and a healing remedy. Behold, the Lamb of God. Behold him who takes away the sins of the world. And blessed are those called to the supper of the Lamb. Lord, I'm not worthy that you should enter under my roof, but only say the word, and my soul shall be healed.
Amen.
blood of Christ.
Amen.
Me. Hello, I'm Father Han Fang, Rector of Corpus Christi Cathedral. On behalf of Bishop Mulvey and all of us here at the Cathedral, I would like to thank you for joining us this morning for this live broadcast of the Sunday Liturgy. May you and all who are dear to you always be blessed in the gift of God's love, peace, and joy, and know that all of you remain in our prayers. And may Almighty God bless you in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.
The weekly broadcast of the Cathedral Sunday Mass is made possible in part by the generosity of Christus Spahn Health System, providing more than $6,000 of charity care every hour of every day to the residents of South Texas. More specific information is available on the web at christusspahn.org. Our thanks to Christus Spahn Health System and the Sisters of Charity of the Incarnate Word for their support of this broadcast and their many other ministries and services to the people of South Texas. If you've been blessed by this broadcast and would like to support the Cathedral TV Mass Ministry, consider sending a tax-deductible contribution to the address on your screen. The Cathedral Sunday Mass is a ministry of the Corpus Christi Cathedral and CCN, the Catholic Communications Network.